special day. Today is the third week of the Advent. Today's the scripture is also special scripture. Here it says John baptized for the people around Jerusalem. And today in our second service, we have seven brothers and sisters from 5 to 35 years old who were baptized and part of our big family to be the member of our church. Yay. So today is a special day, and I thank God. So I was going to preach at the second service a short message. So I was sharing about a little bit about what I will preach in the second service too, because today is special. Here it says, John will baptize for the people. And he said, "You brutal vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come, bear fruits worthy of repentance." And in the verse 10 to 14, he talks about three kind of people. And he said, even to the tax collectors and soldiers, once they baptize, they need to have one thing. The thing is, they need to change. Which is, they need to change. The first thing is their heart. Their heart must be changed. Then they should have action. For example, the first verse 7 to 9, John said, "You brutal vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" The peoples, a lot of peoples, a lot of crowd come to the John of the baptism, and they want to baptize from him. The reason they want to baptize from him because they want to get rid of the hell. They just want to go to heaven. But maybe in their heart, they don't want to change. They still want to be themselves. So here, John said, "You brutal vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" And these people, they are special. They are the children of Abraham. And John here said, "The axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." So here, from this part, we know this is talking about the human part. From our side, what we should do? Change. We need and we should, we must change from our heart. If you go to a highway, go to a freeway, then you know there's a runway. What you should do? U-turn. You must U-turn. Here, which is the baptized from John, is talking about we need to change from in heart and outside. Inside and outside. Must inside change. But the thing is, do you want to change? I ask you a question. Do you want to change? Or do you like to change?
Yes.
No, the answer is no. You know, it is so hard to change because we are human beings. We have human nature. We don't want to change. This is so hard. Then the verse 15 to 18 talks about how we can change. There is a one coming. He's that like we just sing, a star is shining, which is Jesus. Jesus is coming, and he will baptize everyone through the Holy Spirit and fire. Then we can change. So how we can change? All of us must have the baptized of the Holy Spirit. Then we can change. Nobody wants to change. But once the Holy Spirit comes, then we can change. So who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the Trinity God. He is the third God of the Trinity. And when the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit, Jesus will outpouring of the Holy Spirit, power the whole Spirit to our body, inside and outside. That everyone will experience change. Everyone will experience Holy Spirit. For example, do you see Jesus?
Yes.
No. We didn't see Jesus anywhere. But we can feel through the Holy Spirit. You know, especially for us, we are from China, we are from another country. A lot of people come to Christ. Why? Because they experience the Holy Spirit, then will change. So when you have the Holy Spirit is our comforter, and He will guide our way. And Holy Spirit will give us the power. Holy Spirit will give us the gifts. And the Holy Spirit will help us how to pray, because we don't know how to pray. We're always disappointed about everything, all of the things. But Holy Spirit will intercession for us. And the Holy Spirit will enlighten us. And at last, we will have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So, don't worry. We have hope. We need to wait. We need to prepare. Because this is the special season. And this is the third week of the Advent. And the meaning of the Advent is prepare, wait, hope. We don't have enough faith, even we don't want to change, doesn't matter. Once God, the Holy Spirit, come to us, we will change and totally change. So right now, I'll pray for everyone. May the Holy Spirit come to us and help us to change. Dear our Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. Today is a special day. Lord, we are just human beings. We don't have enough faith in you. Or maybe we already have faith in you for almost the whole of our life. It doesn't matter, because you always want the Holy Spirit come upon us and give us strength and lead and guiding us of our whole life. Father, we thank you. Please help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
I invite you now to actually take out the hymnal.